Now, in regards to the relationship to time, tried to cover this when you asked about romances, but what it really did was made me assess a bunch of friendships differently because I was on an on-call schedule. So if I would get a phone call, I had to move, I had to go. I would get sent up the coast cleaning CHP stations for like a week at a time. Or if I took one job, the lady, Emily from EcoBear, would heap on several more jobs just trying to extract as much labor out of me as humanly possible. And in this sense, there was no foreseeable limit to what a day could hold. I mean, like, there was a day where I did rat remediation, blood cleanup, septic cleanup, another blood cleanup, all in one day, right? Driving around different parts of LA in like a, 91 Toyota. So very stressful, very hot, no air conditioning. But this is what I'm saying. It's like, and this is where working body, working relationship to time. This is where you lose the idea of consent in the most basic way. I was on call. I really didn't want to be desperate anymore. I had to do what I had to do to make money. So I would just let the idea of consent go. I would just do whatever job came up, try and take it, try and push myself to take it. And then this kind of culminates in reassessing a lot of friendships because, I had a couple debutante friends who had a different relationship to time. Wherever they were, whatever space they occupied at a given point in time and space was utterly negotiable, mine weren't. So they would make plans with me. I would shuffle jobs because some jobs you'd be aware of like in advance.